This piece was performed at the Bent Festival a few years ago. Written by Jeremy Colasine, it's called I Bent My Heart in New York City, and it's played on a Game Boy, those little handheld devices where various video games usually live. In this case, however, it's been loaded up with special music software. In addition to composing, Colasine is also executive producer of a new CD, 8-Bit Operators, The Music of Kraftwerk. It's a compilation of cover versions of songs by the influential electronic music band Kraftwerk. All of the music on the new CD is performed on vintage 8-bit video game systems. This kind of lo-fi music is part of an electronic music genre known variously as bit-pop or chiptune. And to understand what it's all about, we're joined now by Jeremy Colasine from the studios of member station WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia. Thanks for being with us today, Jeremy.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Now, can you explain to me exactly what 8-bit music is and how it's created?
Well, it's not to go back too far, but originally, when arcade games in the 70s were put into arcades along with pinball machines and the like, there had to be soundtrack to go along with it. And so that was digital music that was made with the chips that were available in those arcade games. Currently, the genre of chip tunes and bit pop entailed mostly Game Boy artists who are taking game-oriented devices, be they handheld devices, joystick-operated devices such as Atari's or Nintendo systems, using the chips that are provided to make music of a new kind.
So it's kind of fun, it sounds like you're saying, to make the music this way.
Yes, the exploration itself is part of the fun, and there's an emotional attachment to a lot of these sounds. These sounds were first introduced to people along with video games and tiny little figures, you know, that you've invested these emotions into. So a lot of times people hear this music for the first time, and it's strange emotions appear, nostalgia, and sort of the retrofuturism is one of the words that gets tossed around a lot with it. When I first saw Game Boy musicians holding Game Boys on stage playing these instruments, it reminded me very much of the 1981 Computer World Tour, which Kraftwerk, at the end of the show, stood up on stage all playing handheld devices they had devised themselves, controlled with the song Pocket Calculator. So that made me think that, you know, this is perfectly suited for a Kraftwerk compilation of covers. I'm controlling and composing by pressing down a special key, it plays a little melody.
So can anybody do this?
Yes, yeah, and that's one of the beauties of it. In a way, it's punk in this respect, where one could equip oneself with an 8-bit studio for probably under $100, you know, on eBay. You could get an old Commodore 64, you know, for $40, $50 at the most, maybe, and, you know, a cartridge. One of the great things about this genre is there are artists that create their own cartridges. So not only are they creating their own music, they're creating a platform for you to create your own music too. One of the people in question here would be Johan Kutlinski, who created the Little Sound DJ, or LSDJ, a cartridge that's used for the Game Boy. And Paul Slocum from Texas created the Synth Cart, which is a cartridge you plug right into the Atari 2600, and it turns your old $20 Atari 2600, you know, from your parents' attic into a four-track synthesizer.
Jeremy Colasine is executive producer of 8-Bit Operators, the music of Kraftwerk performed on vintage 8-bit video game systems. He joins us from the studios of member station WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia. Thanks so much for being with us, Jeremy.
Thank you very much.